我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello, this is Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant, 对于我们很多年轻的朋友来说，我觉得他们不太知道 Hugh Grant.
This is your grandfather, Hugh Grant.
但是对于像我和 Adam 这个年纪的人来说
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
80后来说他比抖森就是他年轻时候比抖森还要帅，对不对
？Right. Well, he was just in every movie, and he always played that character of, what was the word they always used? Foppish. I never really knew what foppish meant, other than that it meant Hugh Grant.
Foppish? 那到底是什么意思？
I think it was just supposed to be like upper class British.
就英国的绅士，你刚刚说 upper class 就是。上流社会的这种、mm-hmm. 是吧
？Right, but he was always kind of clueless.
啊、oh, ，但又有点傻傻的。
Right. Anyway, he was in a very famous movie called Four Weddings and a Funeral.
啊、四个婚礼和一个葬礼。
嗯哼。
这部电影非常有名，但是 I have not seen it.
I know I've seen parts of it. I don't remember anything about it.、The reason why we're talking about it today is just we get so many comments and so many questions that always relate to two things.
Which are?
Well, weddings and funerals.
Funerals.
Or at least the...verbs that happen、before weddings and before funerals.
对，就是我们又经常接到朋友的问题，或者他们就直接问 Adam 说 ，Do you married?
Do you married? Yeah.
有没有结婚 ？Which is 不是 Do you married? 今天我们就要告诉大家，比如我结婚了，你有没有结婚？我没有结婚，这英语怎么说
？Right, right.
但是有喜事也会有悲哀的事情，对不对、
Right, right.
所以我们今天也会聊一下，就是这个葬礼啊，去世、逝去这个英语怎么说
？Right, right. And you know, this might be is this the first time we've ever really faced
death?
our mortality like this?
好像是。
Wow. Okay. So here.We don't want to laugh at dying too much, but I have a very, very good friend in Shanghai who always、talks about his elderly relatives、and how they sometimes is die.
Is die.
Is die.
对的。对，我们首先来看 D-I-E, die 这个词，它是动词。
Right, it's a verb.She died. They died. Nobody wants to die.
对对，或者007电影名字叫 Time to Die.
Time to die.
007想要去冒死。
Right. Oh, I should have done James Bond instead of Hugh Grant.
I know. 反正都是英国人了。所以这里很重要的是 to die 这个动词啊，就像刚刚 Adam 展示的用法。通常呢，说某个人他去世了，都是 past tense， 对不对？过去式。
Yeah, unless you're talking about that, like, you know, afraid to die.
是的，是的。
Don't want to die. I don't want to die. You know.
对，所以呢，有一个很 common mistake 啦，常常会犯的错误，就刚刚说的，把这个词性搞错了，然后把它用成像形容词一样，说 somebody is die.
Right. Exactly. Now on the flip side, on the other side, we also get a lot of people using the adjective as a verb.
Oh, 那它的形容词应该是
dead.
D-E-A-D.
Right. Dead as a doornail.
Oh, okay. So someone is dead.
Right. So we always hear stuff like, he dead.
因为我觉得这可能这两个词的发音有点像、那个 die 的 past tense、
right.
过去式是 died、
right.
是 I 的音但这里形容词是 it 的音
Right,
对
exactly,、exactly
好那它的名词是
Death
D-E-A-T-H
Right, dun 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 dun、
对就是我们刚刚说的 Everyone faces death
And taxes
对，还有税，对吧？at the end, 两个就 inescapable、
right.
不能逃避的事啊。但说了那么多的 die 啊，这些这个词在英文里就和中文一样吧，就还是 所以说死是很刺耳的。
Yeah, we have a lot of, shall we say, euphemistic ways to talk about it.
比较婉转的说法。
Right, right. So, for example, pass away.
Someone has passed away.
Yeah, she passed away in her sleep.
对，就是去世、过世啊、就比你说 died.说死要
She died.
对就要、
Oh, geez.
对婉转很多啊。好、you will also hear things like passed on, 是不是、啊、
Passed on, she's in a better place.
啊 OK, 这些都可以啊。好那看完 passing away, 前面说的 Hugh Grant 那个电影四个婚礼和一个葬礼葬礼的英文叫
Funeral.
Funeral.
Right, funeral. So it has F-U-N, right,、right there at the beginning of the word, but it's not a very fun thing. So it's not funeral.
是 funeral.
Funeral.
How, well, enough about death and funerals.、How about let's talk about the happy stuff?
It's a beautiful day and I look at the sun and dance.
Weddings and getting married.
Yeah, I love weddings.
Me too. 好，那我们首先来说说结婚这个词啊，动词 first of all.
Okay, so this is where I want to give you a simple answer here, Jenny. I really do. Marry is the verb.
M-A-R-R-Y,
right? But it's the same pronunciation as the name Mary.、I married Mary. Mary married Terry.
和那个女生名字发音一样啊。好，那这个动词怎么用在一个句子里呢
？Okay, so it is actually a very, very formal word. Of course, this is a very formal occasion. So you would use it when you are proposing.
Oh, 求婚 proposing.、
Will you marry me?
你能嫁给我吗？对不对 ？Will、
right.
you marry me?
Okay, so far so good. We haven't got to the difficult part、yet, which is.We don't often use marry by itself in our daily lives.
什么意思?
We use another phrase, get married.
啊，这个时候就要用这个动词短语。
Right, right. So people are always confused because I could say something like, my friends will get married next year.
啊，就是我朋友或者我自己明年结婚、right. 但是英文不会说I will marry next year.
Right, right, right. I mean, you might see that in a book that was published in... 200 years ago. The father is trying to find some husbands for his daughters, right? I need to marry off my daughters.
所以就是在口语里面呢，我们通常都会用 get married 这个搭配。
Yes, you are right. The problem is people see this D, married...And they think that this is past tense.、How can it be used to talk about today or the future?
Okay, 那要怎么办呢、
Don't worry about married. It doesn't change. It's the get that will change. They got married during a time of war.
Okay, 所以过去式呢你可以说 they got married they or got. I got married last year,
right.
对不对
And for the future, I already said we'll get married, but more common or just as common is we're getting married.
对因为当我们用这个 ing 进行时来 talk about future events 的时候这个就是一些很确定的事情、
yes.
已经向人求婚要结婚了嘛所以 better be 很确定的、
yeah.Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I am getting married. It's happening, right? We are getting married next year. Okay, 好 Adam, 但是另外一个我觉得也很搞很烧脑子的就是跟谁结婚就是介词、
Right. Okay, so it can be they got married. So for example, my Aunt Mary and Uncle Terry, Mary and Terry got married.
Okay,、yeah.
But you could also say Mary got marriedto Terry and if that is too strange let's switch aunts Phyllis also got married to Terry
所以就是跟谁结婚这个介词我们要用 to 而不是因为我脑子反应跟谁就是 with 嘛、所以是 to、
yeah.
对不对 okay、
right.
okay 好 so someone is married to someone
that's right or they are married
oh okay不用介词那样 they are married.
Right,、Jack and Jill are married.、
Okay.
Jack and Jill got married. Jack and Jill married in the fall. They're all okay.
Okay, 都可以啊。好的，那么 还有一个问题就是你怎么问别人你结婚了吗
Okay, yeah. So you were joking before about, do you married? and this is, I get it because you look at this word and you think, is married, is it a verb? Is it an adjective?
对对词性有点搞。
But married, M-A-R-R-I-E-D, that's an adjective.
Okay, 这是形容词。
Right, so you would never say, do you happy? Do you angry? Jenny, why do you angry with me?
没有啦。好，那回到这个 married 要怎么用？你要问人家有没有结婚。
Are you married?
Okay.
Are you happy? Are you...
对所以 guys 就记住要用 are 这个句式、
yeah.
Are you married? Is he married? Is she married?、
Mm-hmm.
Are they married?
Are they married?
对对 Are they married? Are they happy?
Are they happy?
你就用这个 pair 用这个一对来记
Right、
好的那 Well, are you married?
Not,
are you happy?
Not yet
not You're very happy
I'm just trying to remember a comment that I heard、today It was a lady talking about her husband Can't remember, it was funny though She didn't sound happy
哦、好吧诶但最后那个 Mary 我还想问一个就是名词
嗯哼、mm-hmm.
名词的版本婚姻
Oh, the marriage、Okay, marriage or、there's also the ceremony right? The marriage ceremony which is the wedding
The wedding 所以那个电影 Four weddings 四个婚礼
Right、
所以讲到结婚很多人就 We are getting married 什么什么时候 And the wedding is 什么什么时候
Right
对不对
Right
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿跟大家分享了婚礼葬礼的一些事情啊最主要用英语应该怎么来表达。节目的最后呢我们想问问大家 ,Are you married? Are you happy?、
Mm-hmm.
对。Do you have any tips for, 婚姻保鲜的方法什么 ?To make your marriage stay fresh?
Sure, I'm not, hey, you're asking the wrong guy.、Yeah.
好那大家对于这个话题还有什么问题的话呢或者呢有什么 tips 可以分享都欢迎留言告诉我们 Thank you for listening We'll see you next time 下次再见
Alright, bye guys